Are you proving them right or are you proving them wrong? I mean, we all have haters. We all have doubters, naysayers, people who just don't believe we're capable of doing what we said that we were gonna do. It's your job to prove them wrong. Not because their opinion matters, because you still called to do exactly what wakes you up at night, what keeps you up at night. That's never gonna change. So no matter who doubts you, no matter who's not in your corner, no matter who's not standing beside you as you face obstacle after obstacle, it's your job to prove everyone wrong. And the first person you need to prove it to is yourself.
What's going on, world? I am excited to bring you another episode of the Bernard Bergen podcast. We have been restructuring things a bit, but in a very nuanced but exciting way. We've had some powerful interviews on our recent podcast. So if you haven't heard those, my challenge is that you go back and listen to those. And we're going to splice in some more episodes that's just me and the microphone. Today's episode is going to be like that. What I want to talk about is letting go of your propensity to do everything for money. I know you're like, Bernard, this is you saying this. Yeah, I'm challenging you, because what I think we mostly do is we trade time for money. And because of that mindset, it creates a blindness that allows us to not truly harness the value of who we are to have major impact in the lives of our families, and to those who are relying on us for our best work. Now, the more I journey down this path, the more I have opportunities to do just that. And I'll share with you just some insights from my desk and some of the recent opportunities that I've had to serve and to truly help people align their lives. I got this very long question from someone who follows my brand, who's heard me speak, and who just wanted some insight. And this gentleman received a full ride to NROTC, everything paid. He worked hard to receive this full ride. The only caveat, it's not to a school that he wanted to attend. So he reached out kind of in a panic. And his synopsis was, should I accept a full ride to a university I don't want to attend? Or should I take my chances on the open market and go to the university that I want to experience? He reached out to me specifically because he said, Bernard, I know you're one of the people who you don't really advocate for college unless it aligns with what we want to do in life. And I thought that was very unique, because that is something that I'm so fluid about. I don't want you to just do things to do them. I want you to align. And I think if you do align, you get more bang for the proverbial buck than you do if you just jump at anything that's out there. What I responded with immediately was, I do have some questions for you. This is a big decision. And I also challenged him to pick up a book that I've been reading lately, David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell. Now, it's a book full of facts and figures, but it's also a retelling of some popular stories and the ideas that they perpetuate. And I really wanted him to tap into that mindset, to see the world differently. When he responded that he was ready, the first question I asked him was, what do you value more, experience or opportunity? And I'm asking you, the listener, the very same thing. What do you value more, experience or opportunity? He responded with opportunity. And then I responded with, the full ride is opportunity. He came back immediately with, what if the opportunity will make me miserable for 4 years? I'm looking at 4 years of my life, man. I feel as if 4 years at the wrong place will feel like an eternity. I mean, who can argue with that? 4 years at the wrong place is an eternity. But he did say he valued opportunity. I shared with him, being happy is super important. To not have debt to gain an education is also important. Then he asked me, which do you weigh heavier? I'm also very against going into debt. I don't want to start life out in debt. I wrapped up our conversation with this. You earned that education. Go forward and max out your experience at that school. Take the scholarship, dive in, learn, grow, experience everything that this university has to offer, and then launch into your next best opportunity.
The Bernard Bergen Podcast is brought to you by BernardBergen.com. Visit for more on human performance insights and results coaching.